Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack Fritz in for Spike on this Thursday afternoon. Alongside Ike Reese, of course. Monday's show in preparation for BG Live, pre-gaming for BG Live. We'll be down at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. Enjoy Miller Lite specials as we celebrate Brandon Graham all day long on WIP. We'll get back to the phones here in 1 second, but a quick little reset. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Do you make your bed every day? 60% no. Who do you want the Eagles to play week one? Ike, we're up to 50% of people want the Lions.
Ah, majority of people want the Lions.
Tell you what, it's not a cupcake week one, but I think it would be a...
Well, yeah, I don't think either of those teams would be a cupcake.
What about the Commanders? Are they cupcake?
I don't think so. But you know what?
Do you think the Commanders can sustain this? Like, they've been so bad at sustaining success.
Right. Well, here's the first thing they got to do is overcome the whole sophomore slump thing.
I mean, C.J. Stroud went through it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Jalen went through it.
Yeah.
He bounced back, obviously. But it happens to these young
players. It does.
And the league spends all offseason trying to figure out how to beat you.
And what was there? They brought in Debo. I'm trying to figure out what else.
They got the left tackle, Laremy Tunsil.
They
got someone else. But they're really, I mean, Ertz went back.
They got a whatchamacallit. The one AJ roasted. The DB. Lattimore.
Lattimore. I think they re-signed Bobby Wagner too.
They brought Bobby Wagner back?
I believe so.
Yeah, I don't know if Washington can repeat what they did last year. The quarterback has to be special again, and the league will be ready for him this time.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, the league will be ready for him this time. I'm telling you, man, I'm keeping my eye on those damn Giants. Sneaky. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team. I just don't know if they're going to be as easy of a win as they've been in the past.
I think that's fair. I mean, it's a make or break here for obviously Daboll. And I think if I was the Giants players, I think I'd be a little sick of losing. Some point, it's got to be.
Got to have some pride.
Like, man. Develop a backbone. Develop a backbone. And after 1 month of the season, are you more buying or selling the Phillies? Ike, we're at a 52-48, pretty much a 50-50 split on buying or selling the Phillies. We will get you ready for Phillies Nationals tonight as they go for a sweep of the Nationals before the Diamondback series coming up at around 5:45. And in a little bit, we'll play some audio of Ranger Suarez giving his take on whether or not he would want to go back to the bullpen. But Jay is in Philly. What's happening, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man?
What up, Jay?
Hey, man, happy to be talking to you guys, man. So, my God, man, it's crazy that it's not football season, but it's enough topics to still talk about. So I'm going to try to be real quick. First, LeBron James. J.J. Redick, I didn't like him as a player. And the reason why he got more likable in the NBA because he wasn't good enough to be the a-hole he was in college.
That's true. That's true.
He'd have been a jerk. Like, yeah, come on, man. So that's why he wasn't good enough to be that guy. Now, also, too, when he was here, did y'all know he lived in New York Tell yep. Philadelphia you don't like Philadelphia without telling us you don't like it. So guess
well,
what?
Hold on, like man. I mean, Wilt here. Lived in New York when he played
hold
here.
Hold on, what? No. Who lived in New York?
Wilt.
Rumored.
Come on, man.
That's not rumored.
What's a different dude? Come on. Tom,
listen, I'm just pointing out the facts.
He's from here, so his question or his love for Philly isn't questioned.
Oh, interesting.
He's
but when he played for the team, he lived in New York and he died in Bel Air.
Oh, you got that. No, it's because Wilt was on a quest to win championships with the ladies also. So he went to
New York. he didn't like the Delco accent? South Jersey accent? You thought the New York accent was better?
His first 5,000 was here. He had to move on.
Yeah, because 10 of those came from L.A., man. He was getting in out there.
So I love Ron. So you had Ron. Now, remember he said it's centerless basketball. Yeah, when Draymond Green is playing center, LeBron can play against him. You can't have Ron playing against Rudy Gobert. What are we talking about, man? Then you play him a whole fourth quarter. Like, yeah, JJ, you messed up. And I bet you the reporter that you're talking to like that is a dude who's 5'6", 150 pounds. I hate when these dudes who I've seen get bullied on the court. He didn't get bullied a few times. Now you want to bully a reporter.
Yeah.
You know, my family got a saying, man, because there's a lot of fighters in the family. Because you beat up somebody that can't fight don't mean you can fight. So don't do that to people. You know, you always want to be the smartest guy in the room. So that's all I'm going to say about him. You can tell my dislike for him. Now, the Eagles, love my Eagles. Thank God for the Eagles. Without the Eagles, what would Philadelphia do, Matt?
Well, hold on. We got a baseball team. That was just a joke. It's all right.
No, don't let him distract you.
Thought we'd get a little chuckle. We got nothing.
No, I almost forgot because it went World Series. Divisional round, first round exit. Hey, man.
Hold on. How old are you, Jay?
At the beginning of the year, we'll be.
Deep breaths.
45. I said we'll be lucky.
You're 45. Okay. Make sure you thank the 2008 Phillies for your first title, all right?
And what happened? Hey, man. Look. Whatever.
I'm just saying, put some respect on the team. That's all I'm saying.
From that team. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Listen, we're all good. Just making sure. The city would still stay. I'm just kidding. We wouldn't. They almost went to. All right, whatever. No, what are you?
It was definitely off. But I said, and I remember I called in this show, and I said, it's no lock that we even make the playoffs this year. And this was when the season had just started.
I remember that.
What's your point on the Eagles?
he wants you to get out these fights fast.
Keep it moving. Yeah. Keep it moving.
Well, one last thing. I always say it. We're too soft on the Phillies. And Kyle right there just showed you what I'm talking about.
No, we're not. We're actually too overreactive to the Phillies currently. I think there was a time where people were too soft on the Phillies. As it currently stands, I think people are actually too hard on the Phillies.
They are.
They're 17-13, and you're like, I told you they're going to miss the playoffs. Like, come on.
Yo, that's like Ike, that's like the parent. You got two parents. One parent is tough on the child. And the next thing you know, the child got a big cup of juice, and he's watching cartoons at midnight. That's Kyle right there.
Well, guess what? I'm soft on both my kids and the Phillies. Yep. So just add
me
to the list.
We know it.
So,
all right, Jay.
I'm so glad about how I wish y'all would have asked, and hopefully the next time we can talk more about his staff. Like, how he gets all the credit, but I would love to know the staff, let's say, post-Chip, and then post-first Super Bowl. The year before the first Super Bowl.
Doug.
You know, like we don't give those guys enough credit, man. Like, how many people was in that war room during the draft night, man? That's a lot of people. And help Howie, you know, with what he does.
Yeah,
sure.
I would just love to touch on those guys, man, because, like, those are unsung heroes for sure. And thank God for them. So when the Eagles and the Phillies parallel a lot. The year that the Phillies went to the World Series, the Eagles went to the Super Bowl and lost. Look what they have done since then. We're such a strong organization top to bottom. Hey, the Phillies got to catch up. But the reason why we want Detroit is not because we're scared of no Rams. Ew, are you kidding me?
I didn't know.
Talking trash.
Okay.
Because Detroit has been talking trash. You heard what? What's the wide receiver?
Amon Ross St. Brown.
Yeah.
I really know his name. I don't even want to say it. But anyway, so remember in the offseason he was talking trash about it. So that's why we want them first. And we know we're going to play the Commanders twice.
And we don't care about the Rams. They're an NFC West team. So they should be third. We got to whoop Detroit for the trash that they talk. And we're going to see Washington fight. So it is what it is. And if we see the Rams along the way, hey, we catch up for the beatdown on y'all. And then we slide back to Philly after we chill in L.A. with Snoop. So that's just the way that is.
All right, Jay, appreciate the phone call. Bro. Yeah, I want the Lions week one, too. I want the Lions week one because I think that really should have been the NFC Championship game last year.
The Lions should have got there.
I know. Listen, I'm not saying that.
They were a fraud team.
They got really injured.
That was a fraud division.
They did get banged up, though.
No one in that division won a playoff game.
I know.
They had three teams win at least 13 games. How does no team win a playoff game? Two of those games were at home.
The Vikings and obviously the Lions.
Packers were the only road team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just telling you that should have been the NFC Championship game. And that
no,
they
I'm
were...
wrong. Two of those games were not at home.
Well, the Vikings.
Vikings
they
were a wild
Arizona.
Card.
Who they play?
They were the 5 seed. So they played the 4, the Buck? No.
What? No.
Darnold turtled up. I mean,
Was it the Rams? The Rams?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's beat the Vikings. Yes, because remember the wildfires, the Rams had to go to
Arizona. That's what
you said.
Arizona.
Yeah, yeah. They had to play in Arizona. We Come got on, it. Man. I knew it was coming back.
Listen, you're fine.
The gum is working.
The gum is working. Let's see how this one goes. Demond is in Delco.
Yo, yo. Good afternoon to you, fellas.
What's up, Demond?
Hey, man. Not much. A little bit me and all of y'all.
Okay.
Listen, I got a question for you, Ike, but first you said it's Eagles Day, right? Brandon Graham Day?
No, that's Monday.
Yeah, 5-5.
Monday.
Monday, okay.
Yeah,
all
May
right,
5th.
Right. Well, okay. Well, Brandon Graham is all that. I love him. He's my man.
Sure.
I love him. But, Ike, I want to ask you a question, Ike. I'll make sure I heard you right first when you was commenting on the Sidoris Sanders thing, right?
Yeah.
Now, you were saying that you think it was Deion's fault. Now, I want to ask you, hold on, is it because that you're saying of Deion's, you know, how flashy he was and, how outgoing he was. You saying, is that the reason why? Or are you saying it's just more of his input saying that,
yes.
Yes. More of his input.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, more of, because you remember Deion prior to the draft, not right before the draft, but maybe a month or so before the draft, he was talking about teams that he would prefer Shador to go to. And there are some teams that we're not going to let draft Shador, like all that type of stuff.
Okay.
I'm speaking more along those lines.
Okay. Okay. All right, man. You scared me there for a minute. But now let me finish my comment.
Okay.
All right, you scared me there for a minute. But now, so in reference to that, though, I do got a little comeback for that, too.
Okay.
You know, because here's the situation. I have seen other quarterbacks, fathers, want them traded, not saying they're going to suit up.
Right.
But they haven't. They wasn't African American.
Right.
They was white or Caucasian.
Right.
Now, the same thing applied when it came to. I see some things when it come like. To me, it seemed like African American fathers, when they want to praise their children, when they want to put them out there, and when they want to be extra outgoing for them, it's an issue. But when Caucasian fathers do it in sports, it's no issue at all.
Yeah.
So I'll give you another African-American, but on a different type of level, basketball, and I believe it happened with them, is the Ball brothers. Their dad was excited about them. He was happy. He helped them get there, things of that nature. But they wasn't liking him. You know, people didn't like him because they said he was too much on them. He was behind them.
But here's the difference, though. That. Let me jump in here for a minute, Damon. Here's the difference. LaMelo Ball and Lonzo Ball were still drafted number two overall. So even with LeVar being as outspoken, making outrageous comments and trying to be prophetic, and he would say stuff like Lonzo was better than LeBron or he's better than Steph, all that stuff, those teams were still able to evaluate the player and block out the dad's noise. So those players still went number two overall in the draft because that's how good they were, even though the dad was a headache. So this boils down to Damon, to what they think about Shador as a quarterback. Okay. Because here's what I'll tell you. Here's what I'll tell you. In the NFL, unless I'm wrong, there's only been two instances where someone tried to dictate where the quarterback was going. John Elway back in 1983 and Eli Manning.
And he's a bum. And that's what I was going to mention to you.
Who's a bum?
Trash. Eli Manning. He was trash.
Well, he won two Super Bowls, though.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
He won two Super Bowls. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Defense won two Super Bowls. He trash, man. We ain't going to skit on that. But I do understand, Ike, what you're saying in reference to that. But I wanted to add one thing to that, Ike.
Okay.
You're right, 100%. But this is how I look at it also. I believe, like Stephen A. and them was saying, man, it was a cohesion. It was blackball.
Collusion.
Man, because according collusion, my fault.
Yep.
You're right. According to Dan Orlowski and other people who I respect their opinion, according to, you know, their knowledge of the game and things of that sort, they all were saying the same thing. Like Shador, as far as talent-wise, any other draft, he may not have been in the top in the top 10. But in this specific draft, this year, it was no doubt that he was number one quarterback or the second quarterback in the draft. So with that being said, everything that transpired after that, I don't even want to hear it, because we already know, based upon everybody who was saying talking about it, said that this young man was a number one or number two draft pick, or at least in the first round. And they waited until the fifth round and played around with him, which was, I don't think, was good. I think because they said he was flashy. I remember you mentioned the watch thing, right, with him flashing the watch.
Yeah.
But here's another thing. I see kids wearing chains all the time, man. I see kids wearing watches all the time.
It's different, though, Damon. Damon, here's the thing, though. Here's why it's different. Real quick, here's why it's different. Quarterbacks get evaluated under different standards, because the quarterback has the power to influence and impact everybody on the team. So there's a certain way an organization is going to want the quarterback to carry himself. Now, every organization isn't the same. You know, Baltimore, they drafted Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Gold chains, gold teeth, all that. It didn't matter to them. Like, but that doesn't mean every owner wants that.
But listen to this. Don't every team want a quarterback with his own personality, with his own standing out?
No. I want. Here's what you want. Damon. You want a quarterback that comes in that is a hard worker, that has the ability to be a force multiplier, which means he can make players around him better, right? He's a good leader. He's a good representation of your organization, because he's going to be the face of your organization. Now, here's what I believe all Shador Sanders has to do. Put away all the flash and dash. You ain't at Colorado. You're not trying to impress everybody, the little college girls with your NIL money and all that other stuff. This is the NFL. This is the NFL. So he needs to, as a quarterback, all that other stuff needs to be secondary to him. So what he needs to show is that he's serious about being the best football player that he can be, the best leader that he can be, the best example setter that he can be. Like, we can complain about it all we want to, but we don't write the checks. And there's a lot of players that have fallen in the draft because of character or red flag issues. Shador Sanders isn't the first player to drop in the draft because of off-the-field concerns. And I'm not talking about getting in trouble or anything. I'm just saying red flags. So players drop in a draft every year. And I like Shador Sanders, and I hope he plays well. But now it's going to be about football. This is the problem. This is the problem with the NIL thing. Shedeur Sanders is literally the first case study for how these players may come out of college feeling entitled because they made a few million dollars in college. If Shedeur Sanders wasn't getting $4 million a year in NIL money, then maybe his perception of himself isn't the same, right? When I was in college, right, you wasn't seeing the you know, guys riding around in $100,000 cars.
A little different.
So it's different with these guys. So when they come out, they feel as if they've already made it. But you don't realize this is the prize here, the NFL. How long do you stay? You got to earn your keep at this level. You got to earn your keep at this level. And it's always better to come in humble. It's always better to come in showing a little humility. We have a saying that we use in the NFL. The NFL will humble you when you get here. Don't care how good you were in college. And that's all this is with Shedeur. That's all this really is. Now he has to let his work on the field show that he deserves to be in the NFL. He's in a great situation in Cleveland. He can't win that starting job in Cleveland. Then he wasn't going to be a starter anywhere. See, the problem is that people wanted it to be handed to Shedeur. Like it's a given that this is where you are. And that's what Deion thought. Deion thought because he pumped him up and he talked and this and that and the other, that it's a given. My son's the number one quarterback in the draft. My son ain't playing for this team. Your son's in Cleveland. Fifth round draft pick. Love Deion. Hadn't heard from him since Saturday.
I know. Not at all.
He got a little bit of that humble pie.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit of the humble pie.
All right. Well, coming up next, we have a top 5 of 5 with Buzz. What's your confidence level in Buzz heading into this?
It's a football thing, people. I get it. Everybody wants to make it a race thing and this and that and the other. Maybe he just is a foot. Maybe he's a backup quarterback talent.
And he's going to have a chance in Cleveland to prove that he's not.
To prove that he's a starter, yeah.
Prove that he's not.
Yeah.
The top 5 of 5 is coming up next. And then, again, don't miss our conversation with Howie Roseman from a little bit earlier. That'll be in the 5 o'clock hour as well. All right. All that's coming up next here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.